BeastBeavers.com here with Mike Kerfman. Final home weekend of the 2013-14 season. Not an easy one. A couple nationally ranked opponents, Minnesota State, number 21, Concordia St. Paul, high on the receiving votes list, have been for most of the season. Let's start with Friday night. Minnesota State comes in playing some good basketball. What do you need to do to try and find a win on Friday?
Well, one of the things is they're such a good transition team. They play 10, 11 people, double-digit minutes. They don't play anyone. No one averages more than 24 minutes a game on their team. All the reserves average about 14 to 16 minutes. So they're going to go real deep and try to get an up-tempo type game. Last year, we had two really good battles with them. And the scores, you know, the first game was a 10-point game, and we did a good job of controlling the tempo. So I think that's going to be a huge key to the Minnesota State game, because they're going to want to get up and go, and they got some real key players. One of them, Allie Wilkinson, is one of the best players in the league, and their guard play is solid.
Saturday obviously doesn't get any easier. I think Minnesota State's on a 5-6 game winning streak. Concordia's on a 7-8 game winning streak, playing some good basketball. Both those teams are vying for a top spot in that NSIC South. What needs to happen Saturday?
Well, Concordia is really typically a pretty physical team. They also have one of the premier players in the league, and Annika Whiting in the post. It's just a, you know, she may be the best player in our league. If not, she's right up there. So we have to do a good job with her. But then as soon as you pay too much attention to her, then other players step in, and other teams have tried to take her away, and then other players have stepped up. Wolniak and Hansen are two really good guards that can knock down shots. So it's going to be a physical, grinded-out type game, and you got to control Whiting on the inside and not give up easy shots. And then offensively, you got to go back door. You got to make good cuts and look to finish plays when it's presented.
Saturday is senior day. Last two home games for three seniors that have put a lot of time into Bemidji State women's basketball. Jesse Althoff, Kate Warmack, Morgan Lee. You only got a minute here, but how do you describe this senior class?
Well, you know, they are a pretty neat group. I mean, obviously they've had a lot of success scoring the basketball, with Kate and Morgan being over 1,000 points, and Jesse, without being injured, would probably be right there. She's over 920 some points herself. So it's a unique group in that they all three can score the basketball and from different spots. You got Morgan that's on the perimeter and can shoot threes. You got Jesse that's great at the mid range, and you have Kate that's really, really solid in the back to the basket. So they each do a great job of complementary play to each other, and you know, we're going to miss them. They've brought a lot. They work hard. They're great young ladies. Whatever they do beyond here, they're going to be successful. And I know it's been something they've worked hard for the success they had, and I know they'll do that after they leave here as well.
Mike, thanks. Good luck.
Thanks, Tex.